So, boy, that was multiple rings from the bell, right?
Yes, it was.
So the question, the big question now is, why did Google employees around the world walk off the job?
Because they can.
Because they can. But wait, there's more. First, though, welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to crawl under your bed looking for it. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. And listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Park Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out littlepartmedia.com or contact info@littlepartmedia.com. So usually when you walk off the job to protest, your job bosses, managers, they might be pretty upset. But in this case, they encouraged it.
Right.
Why?
Because it's good PR, Dan.
Well, it is good PR.
And also, I think their message is actually, look, everybody's message now about the Me Too movement, about women's rights, about equal pay for equal jobs and all that stuff is universally being championed.
Right.
And if you're the Google CEO is not going to sit there and go, nope, matter of fact, all of you now are laid off.
That's, walk off the job, lose
see you
your
later.
Job.
That's right. That's not going to be the worst absolute possible. And so what he did is he spun it the right way.
That's
right.
He said,
we support this.
We support it. Right. Even ahead of it, they put out a release saying, we support it. If you're going to do it, that's fine.
Right.
You're raising awareness about an issue that we find that's very important, and we plan to take action.
Now the follow-up story begins.
What will they do?
Where will they and how will they take action against this? And, it's amazing to me, Dan.
What, Jimmy?
So Google's a very successful company.
And it's a media company, by the way.
It is a media company.
For those of you who might be sitting
and
saying, it's a search engine. No, I think last year it was officially declared a media company.
It's a media company.
Yes, it is.
And whenever companies grow, this is, I guess, more of a capitalism rant than anything else here.
That's okay. This is America.
But why is it that they are never satisfied with making this X amount of money? In other words, why do shortcuts have to be taken?
Yeah.
And why do people in power have to continue to maintain that power?
Right.
I mean, it's
well,
and by the way, there's a lot to do with the male gender here.
There is. Now, Jimmy, put yourself in the seat of the car that you are trying to get these questions answered about, right?
Mm-hmm.
So is there ever a limit to how much money you want to make?
Me?
Yes.
Absolutely.
There is a limit.
Yeah.
So at some point,
I just want to be able to live.
No, yeah, but
pay
my
bills.
But what I'm saying is that if you had the opportunity to make even more money, would you say, you know what? Actually,
Dan,
I have
this problem.
No, Jimmy.
Yes,
if you have the if someone walks up to you and said, Jimmy, today you can make $5,
mm-hmm.
but if you work for another 24 hours, you make $100,000. Jimmy would say, nah, I'm happy with the $5. I don't need to work another 24 hours to make the $100,000. Am I accurate, Jimmy?
I suppose the correct answer to that would be, of course I would work for the 24 hours, Dan.
Okay, so you've proved my case. Businesses are in the business of making money.
Correct.
$5 is good, $10 is better.
Yep.
So is 20, so is 50. So I think
$90 million to be
it's
Andy
all
Rubin,
relative. It's
$90 million to say goodbye.
But you know what? But the issue is that at some point they won't be making that money. So you have to make money and you have to store money to make up for times when you don't have money. So that's the issue of money. I just wanted to clarify capitalism. And
there are so many people struggling in this society.
It's
paycheck
what
to paycheck.
That's true, Jimmy.
Okay?
Some of it is caused by their own issues.
And the 1%ers are continuing.
All of that is true.
To get all the money.
That is true.
They're continuing to get the tax breaks.
That is courtesy
true. Courtesy of our pal
true.
Down in D.C.
Yes. But the thing is, there's nothing wrong with a business wanting to make money. The problem comes, what do they do with the abundance that they have? That's for another discussion,
right.
But that's the issue here. Now, to the issue of the male-dominated power structure within companies, right on, spot on. I agree with you on that. That's an issue at Google. And the reason that these employees were out protesting is because you have at least, as we know it, three top people within the company who were accused of sexual misconduct. They were, at least one I know, separated from the company with huge bonuses.
$90 million. Right. Thanks for being here.
Exactly.
Goodbye.
And therein lies the biggest problem and what's driving these voices out on the streets. But not even those. There have been allegations of even more. And then the issue, and this ties into what you said earlier, Jimmy, the issue then becomes, are companies, media companies and others, but certainly for our discussion, media companies, are they looking at money and success and growth as the big driver and covering up for impropriety by employees and leaders because they want the money, because they're so hungry to succeed that they let a lot of stuff slide for that reason.
I think that's the question. A company I'm familiar with right now that personal behavior of employees, they're looking the other way because a person is able to drive revenue.
Right.
And it happens a lot in sales, by the way.
And that's the bigger problem here. And again, we're speaking specifically about media companies in that they get sucked into, and I think it's good to make money. You need money in order to succeed. You need money in order to reward all the stockholders, the shareholders, who are not just the big millionaires, but a lot of people, as part of their mutual funds, have ownership in companies like Google and others out there. Mm-hmm. So we have to make that clear. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, companies can't continue to support, if you will, management that their rumors, their facts, there are all kinds of things, shady behavior that's going on, and you're excusing it because they're helping you to make a profit. I think that's where you take a step back and say, you know what, making money is important, but not at all costs.
Not at all costs. And again, I think that there's a disproportionate amount, and the gap between the one percenters, the C-level managers and owners of a lot of these businesses, there's a bigger gap between them and their workers now than I think ever before. And I think we're heading down the wrong road with this. I think you're seeing interest rates climb. I think you're seeing and everybody can point to, oh, we have tons of jobs available.
Yes.
Not for 61-year-old guys in media, I might add. But it is not as easy to get a job that you can actually support yourself on.
No, but,
as you get older.
But I do think that there are a lot of opportunities within the startup world for people to make an immense amount of money. There are also a lot of opportunities for people in the startup world to lose a lot of money.
Right.
But I do think that there is a current environment that encourages innovation. And within media, we're seeing a lot of growth in this area, where you have small digital media companies that get scooped up by big companies and a lot of money is being made. But again, to the question of why these employees walked off the job, the issue is, as companies are growing and making more money, is there that ethical standard that becomes part of the DNA of that company that will root out bad behavior and will not tolerate bad behavior for the sake of making a dollar?
Well,
and that's something that I think needs to be addressed. These employees walking off the job are drawing attention to it. The Me Too movement is doing that. At least you can talk about it now and people don't just roll their eyes. People believe this stuff really does happen because we've seen it.
Yep. And men in power is a dangerous thing. And one of the I'm reading Jackson Katz's book, The Macho Paradox, which I really do recommend to any male out there, because you really do need to hear how we can change, we being men, can change how society acts and works and how we can respect others. But it's up to the male figure to change the attitude, to break away from the stereotype of the capitalist pig, if you will.
Well, if you're a male and you're causing these kinds of actions, you're part of these
it
actions.
It feeds it, though.
It's
it feeds your ego.
Change.
It feeds that power thing and the money thing. It feeds it. And don't tell me it's a necessary evil. Please, it is not.
No, it isn't.
You have to change. You have to start giving respect to the people who are doing a lot of the work for you so you look good.
That's right. Yeah. If you see something, say something.
Yes.
Exactly.
And don't make it up.
Don't make it up, ladies and gentlemen. If you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have any questions or comments? Reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.